It's time now for the KNEY Coaches Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. There are a bunch of great matchups tonight, so let's get to it, starting off in Nebraska. It's a rivalry battle tonight in Diller as the Diller-Odell Griffins host the Southern Raiders. Last Friday, Diller-Odell picked up their third consecutive win as they defeated Omaha Christian Academy 64-12. Head coach Chris Schluter knew going into that game it had the potential to be a big win, but it wasn't the biggest concern.
We talked about we might be able to win this game and it might look good in the box score, but what were we going to do when we looked at the film? Were we going to be impressed with the way that we did things, or were we going to be a little unhappy with the way that we executed things? And I think by looking at the film, we executed things pretty well, and we came out, we played great defense, got a couple really short fields. They came out and played smash mouth football and executed and did some really good things.
Southern is coming off their second straight loss as they fell on the road to Heartland 26-22. Raider head coach Kane Hoekstra said uncharacteristic problems with tackling was one of the reasons for the loss.
It hasn't been an issue all season, but it showed up on Friday night. They had some big backs that were tough to bring down, and unfortunately we had some arm tackles that they were able to run through, and it seemed like we couldn't get stops, or we would have them in the backfield or stop for no gain, and they would run through our tackle and get that first down yardage they needed, and that was frustrating. I know it was wearing on the kids.
The two teams square off in Diller tonight, and as I said, Southern is on a losing streak and Diller-Odell is on a winning one. But Griffin head coach Chris Schluter said that doesn't matter tonight.
I feel like our kids are riding a pretty good high right now on a 3-game win streak, but we'll definitely have to get focused because it doesn't matter if these were two 0-4 teams, two 4-0 teams, one team undefeated, one team had won a game. It's a rivalry game, so there's always a little bit of extra energy about it. You just have to have the kids ready to play because you know both teams are going to give their best effort.
Southern coach Kane Hoekstra agrees that the game is an important one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be another competitive game. We match up really pretty well. They've got a good tradition over there, you know, a lot of success. They know the 8-man game really well and a tribute to their coaches. But I like our chances, and our kids are going to compete in close proximity, so there's some bragging rights on the line here, too. Kids know each other really well and play summer ball together, and it's going to be an exciting game.
Now let's take a look at the games here in Kansas. The Frankfort Wildcats come into tonight's game winners of two in a row. Last week, they won big at Onega 62-12, and head coach Nick Anderson felt the quick start helped lead the way.
I thought we did a good job early. We were able to score on our first possession after getting a 3-and-out stop for Onega, made them punt from deep in their own end zone. And so we put ourselves in a good position right away. And for the most part, I thought we played pretty well. I thought we were physical, and it was a tough, hard-fought game, and proud to see our kids' endurance and that sort of thing. But it ended up being lopsided at the end. I thought there were some moments in that game that really made us better.
Tonight, Frankfort hits the road and takes on Blue Valley Randolph. Due to COVID, this is the first game of the year for Blue Valley Randolph, and Coach Anderson said that made it a little different to prepare for this team.
You know, we kind of have an idea schematically. You know, Coach Schreiber's been there a long time, and he hasn't really done too many things too different from year to year. So we have kind of an understanding. It's just a personnel thing that we're not really going to have any idea of what to expect. They're a young team, but this week's more about us and cleaning up a few things. Hopefully we can come out and get another road victory.
Washington County will look to rebound from last week's 48-0 loss to top-ranked Canton Galva. Head coach Doug Thompson said even with the loss, he saw several positives in the game against the number one team.
The team came out and they played hard. I thought, you know, we did a good job of tackling. Defensively, we were sound for the first quarter. Give a lot of credit to Canton Galva. And they kind of beat us in the trenches up front and played a really good first quarter. I thought we came out and kind of competed really well. They fumbled the ball and we were able to run it back a ways and we just couldn't get it in. I think it would have been a different game if we could have scored early. They were a pretty physical team and definitely probably going to make a long run in the playoffs.
Tonight, the Tigers travel to Donovan West and Coach Thompson feels his team is ready for a well-coached D-West squad.
Coach Smith does a really good job of running the offense that they do, and they're fairly big on the inside, but I think we can definitely hit on the outside. So I think we're just going to have to use our speed and try to get to the outside and hopefully kind of hit them on some big plays. They've scored a lot of points, but they've given up a lot of points. You know, I think as long as our boys show up tonight, you know, we've had a great week of practice. I think we'll hold our own. Could be one of those 8-man shootout games.
When you say rivalry, you think Lakers-Celtics or Red Sox and Yankees, and in the TVL, you think Centralia and Valley Heights. Tonight, those two square off in Blue Rapids. Last week, Centralia picked up win number 2 on the year by defeating Jackson Heights on the road. Head coach Larry Glotzik said despite the slow start, he was happy with his team's performance.
I think once we found out the speed of what Jackson Heights was doing on their offense, our kids settled down and kind of got into the routine of it, besides maybe just the start of the game. Played pretty well throughout the game and only gave them 40 yards rushing and a little over 100 yards passing. So defensively, I thought our kids played well. And offense second half came out and played extremely well, scored 3 touchdowns to blow away. So kids finished strong.
Valley Heights remained unbeaten as they defeated Horton last week 60-8. Head coach Tony Trimble said his team did a great job on all sides of the ball.
We created some turnovers. We got short field and put our offense in a good position to be able to put points on the board quickly. We also were able to get a defensive score with an interception return for a touchdown. Then we had a muff punt we recovered, and we scored on that as well. So it was nice to be able to put points on the board with defense and special teams as well as your offense.
Centralia coach Glotzik knows Valley Heights will be ready to go against his team.
Coach Trimble does a great job of coaching those guys, and they play extremely hard. You got to play assignment football, and if you miss your assignment, then you're going to give up some big yards. So our kids got to be focused this week. We need to get them well prepared for what we're going to see on Friday night.
And Valley Heights' coach Trimble has a lot of respect for Centralia.
Centralia is great tradition. They're the defending state champions, and that title is theirs until someone else takes it from them. They're a team that, you know, we're in the same league, same district, and they're a team that we feel like that we've got to start being if we want to take our program to the next level. So this is a game to see if we have taken those steps yet, have improved, and can play up to the next level where we hope this program can go.
If you think the Centralia Valley Heights game is kind of like Tyson and Holyfield, then Axtell versus Hanover may be like Frazier and Ali, as there is another tough TVL battle tonight as Hanover travels to Axtell. Hanover is 2-0. They did not play last week due to Blue Valley Randolph having to cancel, and Wildcat head coach Matt Hoyer said his team took advantage to focus on themselves.
There's definitely some positives that come out of it. I thought definitely a productive week. It was a week that I thought that our kids were able to get better. Obviously, you always want to have a game on Friday night, but I feel like there was some definite positives that could be taken away from having the ability to work on our own game throughout the week.
Last week, Axtell defeated Rock Hill 64-18. Despite the lopsided victory, Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler said it was a bit of a slow start for his team.
Kind of a back and forth there for a little while in the first quarter until finally we took over there kind of late in the second quarter. I felt like I had a good handle on the ball game. You know, our kids come out and played with aggression and did some good things nice, but there's definitely some things to work on both sides of the ball.
In a game that you can hear on KNDY 95.5, Hanover head coach Matt Hoyer said his team needs to take care of the ball against Axtell.
I feel like we need to do a good job of defending what they like to do offensively, make sure that we key some of the things that we've seen that they do exceptionally well. And offensively, I feel like we need to take care of the football, not give them any extra chances, and execute the best that we can.
And Axtell's coach Detweiler agrees that ball control may play a big part in tonight's game, and also knows that Hanover may have a little extra fire.
I expect to see a great Hanover team like normal. I know they're extremely well coached and probably a little bitter after we beat them last year, and assume they'll come out with more aggression than maybe a little bit more than normal, if that's even possible. But I think they're going to come out and just play physical, hard-nosed football, and our kids need to kind of match that level of intensity. You know, we need to come out and play hard and execute, block well, run the ball well, and probably most importantly, no turnovers before we give them extra possessions in this football game.
The Marysville Bulldogs dropped another game last week, falling at Rock Creek 36-12. Head coach Dustin Hoyer said there were some things in the game that he liked seeing. His team just fell short in a few areas.
I thought we came out and really kind of opened the game up well. We were in a pretty good position about halfway through the second quarter till it was just a two-point game at one time. And our kids did some good things. You know, Rock Creek was a tough matchup. They do some things really well. We didn't give up a lot of big plays. I think, in fact, we only gave up 2 plays of 20 or more yards, which is a testament to our kids' defensive effort. Our defensive backs, you know, made them work for everything that they got all night. But we just kind of ended up short on a couple of plays, little things like that, that as we continue to get better, you know, hopefully we'll get some of those breaks.
Tonight, the Bulldogs were to have faced Chapman for their homecoming game. Unfortunately, Chapman had to cancel due to some COVID cases, so no game tonight. There was still a parade and a homecoming court crowning, but no game. Coach Hoyer said he and his team are obviously disappointed there is no game, but can see it as a positive.
We thought we took some steps forward the last couple of weeks, and we were looking forward to getting started with district play, especially where Chapman was also a league school. So, yeah, our kids are disappointed, but we have to look at it from a perspective that it was completely out of our control. And thankfully, our kids have done what they need to do to stay healthy, and that we're still in a position where we don't have to cancel from our end. And, you know, hopefully we're able to make the most of it. And actually, the rest would do us pretty good right now, too. We're pretty beat up right now, so hopefully we can get some guys back and ready to go next week.
There may not be a Marysville football game tonight, but still plenty of action around the gridiron across Nebraska and Kansas. As we're just about ready to get things underway, as that's going to go ahead and do it for the KNDY Coach's Corner wrap-up pregame show. So sit back and relax and get ready for some high school football action on KNDY.